Patient name, Jill Rosenthal. Provider name, Kareen Castrol, C-A-R-R-E-E-N. Last name, C-A-S-T-R-O-L-L. Date of appointment, January 18th, 2024. Time of appointment, 12 p.m. End of appointment, 1 p.m. Billing code 99205. Chief complaint. Quote, I'm a terrible sleeper. I'm exploring how you can help me, period, unquote. The patient is a 55-year-old married Caucasian female who was referred to this provider by her gynecologist, Dr. Prince. The patient reports that she has had a problem sleeping since age 16. She is able to function well on the whole, but she is extremely tired and frustrated. She reports either having initial, middle, or terminal insomnia. She has tried THC gummies given to her by her children, but she didn't like how she felt. The best sleep she got was from Ativan 0.5 milligrams POHS. It at least afforded her a few hours more of sleep without interruption. The patient is currently on Lunesta 3 milligrams POHS, which has not been helpful. The patient has also tried melatonin, which didn't work. She tried Tylenol PM. This made her groggy. She also still woke up in the middle of the night. The patient wakes up without feeling refreshed. She's tried everything in terms of not having chocolate. She stopped drinking wine, only has a cocktail on the weekend. We discussed sleep hygiene practices. She does look at her cell phone before sleep. She exercises regularly. She cut out watching the news at night and tries to watch something pleasant on TV with her husband before she goes to sleep. She reports that she sees a psychotherapist, a Jennifer Mitgang, M-I-T-G-A-N-G, for stress management. Recent stressors include that she and her husband just moved to an apartment in New York City, which is adequate for them, but considerably smaller than their home. She likes living in the city, but it is an adjustment. Her husband was laid off in October, so they are home together in a smaller place. Her mother-in-law and brother-in-law stress both of them, meaning her and her husband. Their younger son, who is 25 years old, has high anxiety and a rare blood disorder. He is moving in with them shortly. Additionally, the patient is estranged from her own parents since the age of 18. Family history, the patient states, quote, I don't ask, unquote. She stated that there was alcoholism in the mother and father. Medical history is remarkable for Crohn's disease. She takes Aprisio, A-P-R-I-S-I-O, with good effect. She has no known allergies. Surgical history includes a parathyroid removal in 2021. She had lithotripsy in 2015 and 2018. She had two vaginal deliveries. She had a breast reduction in 1986. Social history. The patient is currently working in marketing and advertising. She had 4 years of college. She's been married for 31 years. They have two boys, 28 and 25. The 25-year-old son is moving back home, as noted earlier. Developmental history is unremarkable.